So I'm blaming Donegal County Council. This is a bridge that Leitrim County Council have been seeking funding for, but it has to be a joint application, and it's not forthcoming from Donegal. And of course it's hindering North Leitrim. Like, Kinloch has grown from 350 people to 1,100 in the village alone in the last 15 years or so. So, you know, we are trying to, like, grow in the numbers in the village, but we want to be able to create some jobs, sustainable jobs. And we need access to the N15, proper access. We don't have it. And it's hindering our access to the Wild Atlantic Way, or people accessing North Leitrim from it. So, you know, it's not good. It's not good enough in this day and age that we should be, you know, we're facilitated with a bridge that was built for horses and carts 300 years ago.
And what is the current state of Lennox Bridge?
Well, Lennox is, it's a stop-and-go bridge. If you're coming down from Kinloch, you have to stop at the top, you're coming out from Donegal. And that's it. And Councillor Barry O'Neill had a motion in calling for lights on it. Well, that would finish it altogether, because we would never have development.
Yeah, and I was at that recent meeting of Donegal, the Donegal Municipal District, when Councillor Barry O'Neill raised the issue of traffic lights. That's a no-go as far as you're concerned.
Of course it's a no-go. Barry O'Neill mustn't have been in Kinloch very often in the last number of years. And I was very disappointed that he would come up with kind of a solution like that. That it would, it's unworkable, and it would be, it's still going to hinder the development of North Leitrim.
So you're calling on Donegal County Council now to come forward with the funding ASAP.
I have raised this issue at the Northern Western Region Assembly, and I got this full support there, and support of Donegal County Councillors. And then it goes, you know, back up, and this is where we end up with that the offer is traffic lights. Inter-county, has anyone ever heard of such a ridiculous idea? Inter-county lights on a bridge, it's ridiculous. And I'm calling for it, that they seek the funding, make the application and get it. It's not coming out of the coffers of Donegal County Council, it's coming from the national government. And I would be hoping that they will make an application for it.